This Kennedy Malloy catch-up podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Industry fun lucrative. Make it super easy to take your super with you when you change jobs. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hi, guys.
Here we go again, guys. Have a good one. We've got a loaded show. Peppa Pig. I'm putting her up on the box.
Really?
Yes.
Not in your list. She's not on your list of hot women.
No, she's not on my list.
Pig.
No, I've gone right off her. There's someone else on my list I've gone off too.
Wow, this is controversial.
For specific reasons, and we'll get to that later. But Gonski.
Good Lord.
That's, no longer
that's
there.
A shock to me.
Well, there you go.
A woman left something rather personal in a car when she sold it.
A dildo?
Yeah, well, that's pretty personal, wouldn't you think? And why she had it in a car? Who knows what goes on in traffic these days?
Who knows?
We're going to look at that and
maybe
other crazy things.
That's
what I'm assuming. Oh. Or it's a long way to work. Hey,
what?
Sport, Australia.
Oh,
mixed
wow.
results this weekend.
Yes, there's some tragedy, there's some triumphs, and there's some controversy too.
Mac controversy.
Horton has got the entire country of China up in arms. We'll bring you all the details on that. George Columbaris in the wars, has a lot going on.
There
we'll
is a
discuss.
Lot. We'll unpack that. We've got Tom Gleisner coming in.
Oh, yay.
Oh, Tommy. Oh, so have you been paying attention tonight?
Yes, it is. Tom's been in Ireland.
What doing?
We'll find out. Let's ask him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I know. I call bullshit. Not on Tom being in Ireland. But just, you know, it's my regular Monday segment.
Yep.
The magazines
give
are
us
packed.
One hint.
Honey Badger, rumoured to be joining The Bachelorette. What?
Wow. Come on, Jane.
Stick around. I've got all the news for
you. You've lost it. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. All that and much, much more on today's big program. How's your weekend?
It was fine.
Did you have good fun?
Yeah, it was
all right.
Yeah, had a great weekend. Yeah.
We had a few wins in the sport department in our household.
Same.
What do you mean?
And soccer, both teams won. One on Saturday, one on Sunday.
I went to Alice Springs to watch a game of football.
No
and
kidding.
That's amazing.
I had a ball because it's a really important day for the community. It's an AFL game. It's West Coast Melbourne. But before that, they have the Indigenous guys. It's a huge day for the community up there. It was a great atmosphere. And it's a great thing for the AFL to do, for Channel 7 to do, for everyone to get involved in.
What a great idea.
And I came away going pumped, going, what a great day, what a great bunch. More of that, please. Mm. I'd travel up there every week if I could.
I saw some of it on the telly, but I had to have the sound down because it was my team playing, and I couldn't bear because they lost.
Another week of disappointment for you.
But so you went up on Saturday, did you? When did you get up?
No, went up and down on the same day.
You went up and down?
Jeez.
How'd you do that? What flights
tight
do
turnaround?
That?
What are you talking about?
Which airline did you fly?
Come on, Jane.
I think Jetstar go there, don't they?
No, they don't do it up and down the same day. Hang on.
Oh, that's not
Rex Airlines, is it?
Oh, no, I know.
Not the
I know what's happened.
Jane, don't be
a man of the people.
What do you mean?
Oh, was it a PJ?
Oh, I beg your pardon.
What?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What's private jet.
Oh,
look.
I don't run with your crowd.
No, you don't.
You've been known to go to Sydney.
You don't run with my crowd.
You went on a private jet. What's who's in the cabin?
Let's just say,
highfalutin
let's
people.
Just say I don't like travelling on a flying rat. Most of the airlines.
Wow.
What's it like in a private jet?
I'll continue to do that until I'm allowed in the chairman's club.
Oh, is that right?
Really? This is what you're holding out for? Wow.
What are the chairman's club? How do you go? Have you had anything any nibbles?
I might. I've heard a few things about.
Mate, we're a block. If you get into the chairman's club,
no, we're
and
not
I'm
connected
not,
at all. No. You are you, and I'm myself.
I'll get you thrown out of the chairman's
Alan
club.
Alan Joyce,
one phone call,
thinks of me as someone of very high
character.
Regard.
Well, why aren't you in the chairman's club? Why aren't
just
you?
Just doesn't think that I'm sort of that push. I'm not pushing for it. You only get it when you don't really.
No,
want
I'm pushing.
It.
Oh, I see.
Really hard.
Yeah, well, that's when you don't get it. Remember, I saw Brian Brown and Sam Neill, and they're having a good old laugh because they're members of the chairman's club, and you're not. Oh, that amuses me.
Well, laugh it up now. But that
we're talking to them next week.
No. Are we?
Bring it up. Yeah, they're coming into the show to have a chat about the new movie.
We'll get Alan Joyce on the line. You can't be
well,
in the chairman's club.
You'll
what do you mean?
Because you know what you are?
You say my flight risk, you shut your mouth.
You're on a no-fly list. You are. You know you are.
I'd love to go on a private jet. Are they leather seats? What's it like inside? As a person that's on a flight simulator at home, what's it really like inside?
Were the waitresses wearing Playboy bunny outfits?
Yeah. Look, is it like rock stars, like Motley Crue when they're on a plane and they're, flying
what
somewhere
exotic? What happened on that plane?
Yeah, what goes on? Just give us something.
Let's just
say. Did it go wild?
It was a bit, took a mystique turn that we can't really go into here. But let's just say. Look, it's nothing.
Okay, I'm not linking it with anyone or anything, but coming up next we've got Cocaine Cassie. She's turned her life around, so let's go and get her on.
We get involved with that, but we've got a special song to play.
Oh, we do too. Yes.
Now it's 40 years since AC/DC's "Highway to Hell" was released, and to coincide with that, this week on Kennedy Molloy, this is amazing. We're going to put all our callers on the standby list to win a Gibson SG special guitar.
Oh,
this is worth $1,800, by the way. All our callers that get on the air will get a copy of the reissue of "Highway to Hell."
Give them a cowbell.
We could maybe bundle up a cowbell for a few of our listeners. Why
Gibson
not?
Make a cowbell?
No.
Who would make the proper cowbell?
No one. Someone in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Someone in the hills.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Thanks to Lucrif, an industry super fun run to only benefit members. The PDS available at lucrf.com.au.
I need to report a crime.
Kennedy Molloy's crime report.
Your girlfriend's had a bit of a makeover.
She's not my girlfriend, by the way.
Really?
We're talking about Cocaine Cassie, and she's officially off my list.
Off?
Why?
Can you scrub her off the list?
No, I won't.
Well, she's turned her life around, and now she's gone straight.
Oh, you don't like
and
that?
She's,
no. Oh, you liked her when she was on the edge?
I liked her when she was a chubby little drug mule.
Hey, that is the worst thing you could possibly ever say.
But that's what she was to me, and that's why I liked her. She was just a... Just a little.
She's shaved months off her Colombian jail sentence, by the way. She's being very nice in jail, which you would.
That would have been
if
a good conjugal
Colombia.
Visit, by the way.
I beg your pardon.
I'm up for one. Before I leave this planet, I want a conjugal visit, and that would have been high on my
Colombia.
List of possibilities.
She's teaching other criminals how to speak English while she's in there in Bogota.
Oh, wow.
But she's released some photos where she's all.
Well, she's used a lot of filters, so she hasn't had,
It's like the reverse age app.
It is.
By the way, how are you going? Have you seen
I've got an update because I'm sympathising with somebody in the media, and I'm talked about that. Stand by. That's
what
gonna be,
do you mean?
I'm going to talk to you about it.
Really? Can I tell you something?
No, you haven't. Because you won't. Because you can go too far with me, and then I just tune out.
Over the weekend, I put it to Triple M that we do a billboard with you on one side.
Oh, yeah.
On one half, it's you, and the other half, it's the age app.
Well, a lot of those, a lot of the people who work here don't have a very good sense of humour, so I wouldn't be surprised if they went for it. It'd be really stupid.
Have you seen yourself? You look beautiful. You look like a very...
You'd have like sort of grey sort of long hair.
Like a matriarch.
It's nice on an older one.
Like a white walker.
I don't know what's more offensive. You just saying you look nice for an older woman.
What's the face?
I'd rather be a flipping white walker, you idiots. Can we get back to Cassie her filter?
Yes, Cassie. She's put a filter on. She's turned her life around. She's no longer Cocaine Cassie.
Mm.
Why would I have any
Well, I'll tell you why. Max Markson is her agent, I believe.
Okay.
Well, isn't Max Markson also Jessica Powers?
Oh, he is too.
He was as frantic as we were trying to find her on our Logie special.
Wasn't that a train wreck?
Sure was. She's also found something interesting. I forgot about this. When there's a filter you can put on that gives you glasses. And they're pretty good glasses, don't you think? I might get them.
She's also lost.
You're not interested?
Yeah, she lost 6 kilograms.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, how'd she do that?
Stop strapping cocaine to her body.
I was going to say, what's her diet? No, got in jail in Bogota. That might help.
The Bogota jail diet. That's a good
one. I'm interested. That's like the Israeli army diet, except it's Colombian.
Good luck to you, Cassie, but you're off. You are officially no longer of any interest to me romantically.
Okay, that's
you're
done.
Gone. Who else is on the list?
George Colombaros.
Hello, George.
Is on the list. A very interesting thing happened on the week. A few things have happened on the weekend. I saw my weekend newspaper had a Lift Out magazine with George on the cover with the headline, but written in a halo effect. And it was about essentially about mental health in the restaurant and hospitality industry. And I'm not sure that George was the perfect poster boy for this at
timing,
this time.
Timing not great.
Timing not great, and was picked up on Twitter. The editor of the magazine had to sort of say, look, Mea culpa. I had no idea that the charge against George, or what came out about his owing to former and current staff, $7.8 million, which they've since paid back, but I had no idea. And people said, nah, I'm calling you out on that. Mm. I think you would have had a fair idea.
That's your job.
And this was a puff piece, and this is what you do in times of trouble. You try and get good PR. Yeah. It backfired. Another backfiring is it looks like George has been axed as the face of WA Tourism.
Wow. Oh, why would he have been the face of WA Tourism?
Yeah, oh, because in the past, George, Gary Meehan's been the face of South Australia.
Right.
I mean, you've got to have food. There's not that many. Oh, there
would Matt Preston be the face of?
Yeah. I'll leave that to you. Come on.
some country.
You can't think.
Giant.
You can't. India. He's huge India. In India.
Yeah. Is he big in India?
Massive. He gets mobbed.
He's massive anyway.
Well, that show is like international, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
MasterChef Australia.
Totally.
It goes everywhere.
Well, he's coming in this week too.
In
we'll
India.
Ask him.
Yeah, yeah. And South Africa.
Well, I think he's in tomorrow.
He's in tomorrow. We'll
get to the bottom of
Well, I imagine he's going to be very defensive.
So, George, what about MasterChef? Because there's a move to get George removed from... To break up the three amigos.
I don't see
amigos,
the point, the see
three
the point of doing that.
No.
Don't do that, Channel 10. Don't buckle in again to a few people who were calling for it. Mm. Can't stand this
I'm
mob mentality. You're not calling for it.
I want him.
How does that affect George's ability to be an excellent chef and be an entertainer?
I want him erased from history. I want the book
I think that's
show.
What we're
I want you to say that when George is in here, you think you've seen him punchy on the soccer field.
He would go, man.
He would.
He would go.
I'd help him. I'll pin you down.
He's my face like a speedball. Boogada, 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 boogada.
So he should.
He would unleash Mary Hill.
Come on. Well, I
here
don't know.
Here we go.
Hey,
have a look at my two fists here. Gary and Maddie. Boogada, 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 boogada.
George is going to drive in here. I'm going to let him in the studio. Yeah. You hang on.
But you're fine with him still being the face of
absolutely.
A MasterChef and helming a national show about cooks.
Absolutely.
I guess you strip away all the drama that's happened. He's still a great cook, isn't he, George?
He's an unbelievable chef, but also he has apologised and he's paid back.
You strip away all the drama. Money. Jack the Ripper was a pretty decent family man. You know what I mean? What he's stripping away.
No. Are you happy to
see George
out of the
job, are you? You're defending your mates.
I'm not
part of the gang.
Insular that
pardon me, I've released 5 cookbooks, so I'm in the gang. So
you're
I have to defend.
Well, I'm flattered if you think
you're
I am.
You're in his pocket, aren't you?
You think I'm in George's pocket.
Yeah, I think you and George.
Really?
I don't think you're in on it. I reckon you knew he was stealing. I reckon you...
Well, should I be taking off Kennedy Malloy now?
Well, yeah, give us a call.
Go your hardest. Come on, get your girlfriend Jessica Power to co-host.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Have you been paying attention back on the TV tonight? And Tom Gleisner from that very show will be joining us in the second hour.
Bendu Island. I'm very wondering
what
he's doing.
What's happening over there?
Fishing.
No, I think it was a bit more sophisticated even than fishing. I think it involved choirs. We'll ask him. We'll find out what it is.
Hey, so big news in the world of children's television, Jane Kennedy. Mm. Peppa Pig's released an album.
Well, this is a big thing because she's 15 years old. This is the first time Peppa Pig's put an album out.
So in all my travels in the children's entertainment arena, I've never come across Peppa Pig. Is it for girls rather than boys?
Yes. I'm suggesting it is. And I had a... She wasn't around when I had my daughter, but the boys were not so Peppa Pig. They're a bit sarcastic about
Bob
it, to be
builder,
honest.
More Bob the Builder, is that what you're saying? Yeah. As a fireman?
It's the number two show on multi-channels on free-to-air.
It always rates its pants off.
Well, it was huge. It became embroiled in a political scenario, where the federal government said they were going to cut funding to the ABC. The ABC retorted, we'll drop Peppa Pig. And then the government was lobbied by outraged parents.
Who said, don't do that or I won't be able to get the washing done.
That's power.
Or go to the toilet.
That's right.
I prefer Peppa Suckling Pig. It's really...
That is not in very nice taste.
Yum, yum, yum.
Or it is in good taste.
So I've got so released an album. I've got some bits from it.
Oh. The same day that AC/DC that we're celebrating Highway to Hell, Peppa Pig's got an album.
Peppa Pig releases Bing Bong Zoo.
Oh, fantastic. Shall we hear some?
Let's have a listen to one.
All right, first track is Let's Get Ready. Peppa Pig. Wash your face. Wash it nice and clean.
Scrubbly, bubbly, bubbly, scrubbly till you're nice. I'm going to have to stop you there.
Stop.
I'm going to have to stop you there.
Well.
Now,
That's just a crock.
Outright plagiarism.
Completely.
I don't have to tell you that that song is called Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
100%.
Gently down the stream.
Merrily, merrily.
Are you telling me that there's production company is making money out of this?
You're kidding me.
Squabbly bubbly.
But people go to court like this, like Stairway to Heaven, yes. And who wrote that?
Who wrote Row, Row, Row Your Boat?
You're a plagiarist, Peppa Pig. Yeah. You are a no
Men
good...
Men at Work Down Under got a...
Wow.
Remember, like the brownies.
Exactly.
Peppa Pig has just helped herself...
Outrageous.
Has just stuck her snout into the trough of Row, Row, Row Your Boat and taken what she can. This is a scandal.
That is a scandal you've uncovered right now.
Next,
any more? Let's
see
what's on the album.
Here's the next track from the CD. This is Jumping in Muddy Puddles.
Dump, dump, dump in muddy puddles. Splish, splash, splosh, splish, splash. Dump, dump, dump in muddy puddles.
Okay.
No.
This pig's got to go.
Hey, I am about to
pig halal?
I'm writing a children's a pig halal.
Is that?
I am going to write a children's television series in 4 minutes.
Well, you've been involved in a children's television series as Dentist Jane. Yeah.
But that's,
was that for the Wiggles movie or just a standard episode?
It was a Wiggles movie release. Yeah, but it was a special one involving Dorothy the Dinosaur.
Quiet, haven't they? They've gone quiet. Was it since Yoko joined? Yoko?
The Wiggles have never been bigger, you clown.
They're still massive.
They're massive.
Gone.
Massive.
The Wiggles are gone.
Oh, you're a clown. Honestly.
Introduce a new Wiggle. They need like a different colour.
They've had new Wiggles.
What about the black Wiggle who's trouble?
He's like That'd be you.
He's like the Hamburglar. He just turns up and he's...
Maybe they invite you along. You can be there.
Can I be the black Wiggle?
I have to tell you, this is a very professional outfit. They don't plagiarise anything.
No.
They don't. They're really good at their songs.
Well, but you were on it as Dentist Jane.
I was, that's true.
And have we got... we normally play. We've got something else
dig
showcases
the
Jane's
here.
Work.
Yeah, have a listen.
Better lyrics. Open wide, look
inside. Clean white teeth are all the stuff. That's not bad, but you could have been the voice of Peppa Pig. Because did you know this? They've had three. And this is what I can't believe, because I would have thought the kids would be onto this. But they've had, over the 15 years, Harley Bird is the third actress. To...
Well, that's because after 15 years, what do you think happens to a woman's voice?
She's all sexy.
Starts to get, and Peppa Pig goes.
She's all sexy and rings me late at night.
Peppa Pig. Hello, Mummy. Hello, Daddy.
Okay, I would listen to that album. Get me Peppa Pig After Dark. Peppa Pig Works Blue.
Wow.
So there you go. Is it the most annoying collection of songs you've heard?
I think this one's right up there.
Oh, Dave. No, Dave.
Sorry, mums and dads.
This should come with a warning.
You did not have permission to play that. Hey, Steve's got it. Can we get him up? Steve's got an interesting...
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good. What would you like to add to the conversation, Steve?
Yeah, I just got to say, if Peppa Pig wrote a AC/DC song, it'd be, I'm on a Stairway to Hell.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well give him a... What is it?
Yeah,
we've got the reissue of the 40th anniversary of Highway to Hell coming your way. And you might also win the guitar as well, the Gibson.
You're in the draw for the Gibson.
Great stuff.
Good on you, Steve.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Kennedy Malloy's Sports Wrap.
All right. Tragedy. Australia on the international sporting stage. It's not often I get to say this, but we've lost the World Cup in netball.
It's very upsetting, and it's to those damn silver ferns.
We've had damn silver ferns.
It is.
You're right, Jane, but this is a fierce sporting rivalry, make no mistake, and you know what you're up against every time you go into the arena against New Zealand.
Our nemesis.
Out of all the silverware that's been... vanished from our cupboard. That's one I just thought we would keep. I think the only one we have now, Jane, is the Women's Ashes. Cricket World Cup.
We had a bit of a rummage around there. Hey, Maria Folau really was the champion for the Silver Ferns. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes.
And
so congratulations.
She's like a national hero.
There you go.
Hey, well done. And now on to more controversial matters. Mac Horton.
This is quite, I've never come across this before. I've never seen something, an act of defiance in a sense.
This is at the world titles. Mac Horton has refused to share the podium with Sun Yang from China after they win. They've got a pretty fierce rivalry, and there's been allegations in the past of drug use with the Chinese. And indeed, I think allegations going back to last September, where he was caught breaking vials of blood or smashing
with a hammer.
With a hammer, so he couldn't be. So on that basis, I think Matt Hawkins...
Matt was a bit sus.
Take an exception. Here's how it was covered.
Interesting, during that national anthem, Horton did not stand up on the medal podium, and he's still not standing up.
Now,
it's an extraordinary photo when you see it, and you'll see it on the papers, you'll see it on the news tonight. Sun Yang is in the middle, then the bronze medalist, and then Max just way off on the side.
Well, he's not standing on the actual podium.
No,
he's standing behind
it,
and he's refusing to acknowledge it. This will exacerbate relationships with China, as covered by Phil Lutton for Nine.
He wouldn't shake hands with Sun. He refused to be in any photo with Sun. He was more than happy to pose with Gabriele Detti, the Italian who won bronze. There was this image of Mac Horton standing on his lonesome while Sun had the anthem played. And this is really embarrassed China, David. The notion that this is a small thing is just not true. China's a sporting nation that's all about saving face. And for this was an ultimate act of disrespect.
Wow.
I wonder what the ramifications will be from that. But good news in the pool, though. War. Ariane Titmus is the new 400 free world champion.
Her.
So she gunned it last night. Good for her.
Have we got a grab?
Yeah, you might listen. Here it is.
Here comes Titmus. She may do it.
Ariane Titmus passing Katie Ledecky in the final stretch. The crowd roaring as the Aussie will take over the top spot from Katie Ledecky and win gold in the women's 400 free.
There it is.
Congratulations.
Well done.
That's great.
Gold in the pool. That's what we like to hear. All of a sudden, I've forgotten all about netball. Hey, speaking of cheats, and there's been cheats throughout history in all sports. You know, in swimming, what they used to do, and this was notorious, that you would deliberately, and this was covered, as it's documented, so I'm not making this up, but swimmers would deliberately break so they could swim under the rope into their opposition's lane and take a whiz.
Oh, really?
And then they would get out of the pool and then the person standing on the blocks would know at the next start they have to swim through their opponent's whiz.
Foul.
Is that when they used to put food colouring, like in the pool, like at public pools, so you know when he was doing a whiz?
They have a creepy crawly on the bottom.
Crikey.
Here you go. The first drunk cheat at any Olympic Games was drunk.
Oh, really?
He was a shooter.
Right.
And they used
Can't be good. No. Drunk shooter.
Possibly go wrong.
Oh, what was he shooting at? He was shooting at road signs. That's how they realised it was all happening. There have been many cheats.
Hey, we've got a call on the line. Bobby is calling. Wants to comment about Mac Horton. How are you doing, Bobby?
Mate, life is good up here in North Queensland.
Good on you.
Lucky duck. Now, what did you want to say about this swim?
Mate, you know what? The guy, the Chinese guy, he's done his dues. He didn't do anything wrong in this race. Am I correct?
Well, we don't know.
So there you go. So in this race, the Australian guy swam against him. He's willing to take the gold. So he swam against him. If he's going to not stand up on the podium, might as well go all the way and not even jump in the pool.
But he feels he should win gold because he's the best swimmer not on drugs, so he wants to enter the race.
Yeah, good call. But again, you know, he didn't do anything wrong. He hasn't been busted for anything.
You just want to win the Gibson guitar, don't you? Don't you, Bobby? You made a good point. You're in the draw.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done.
Hey, Bobby, I get what you're saying, but his only option if he thinks the guy's on, if he thinks, and you're right, we don't know, but if he thinks the guy's on drugs, his only option is to not race. And why should he not race?
When he's trained all his life to do it, and he won it last time against him, that's why it was so fierce, the rivalry, and he goes, well...
Good point, though, Bobby, but trouble brewing there, and well done to young Titmus. That is a good win
in
a feature event. Well done.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Bobby was a caller who called in and suggested that Mac Horton should calm the farm. The guy was found guilty, done his time, he's back on deck.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's fired up our listeners. This is, of course, Mac Horton refusing to stand on the dais when his competitor... won the 400. Jared's on the line. Jared, you do agree or disagree with Bobby when he suggests that Mac Horton should calm the farm, step up, take his medicine and acknowledge the win?
He should have. I agree with Bobby and stepped up on the podium because I got selected to do nationals.
Okay. All right. Well done to you.
Thank you. And it's disrespectful for not only his own country but everyone else that is racing in swimming.
Okay. Did you ever have a suspicion that swimmers that you were swimming against were not clean?
I was 50-50.
Well, you not personally. But you weren't sure whether they were or they weren't.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they were or they weren't.
What was the testing process in your day, Jared?
The testing was just to do a urine test, you know, like just do a quick leak into a cup before they leak out in front of everyone.
Before or after the race?
Before the race.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we don't know the results still then, that what's happened with Sun Yang. But
as I said, in the old days it would have been impossible because a lot of the players used to do urine in their neighbours' lane. How funny is that? Yeah. I would have taken it a step further and dropped a log.
Okay.
I beg your pardon. Sorry, Jared, about that.
Cop that.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
Hey, Jared, how many years, what age were you when you started swimming? Competitively. Eight, yeah. So it's...
Competitive?
Yeah.
15.
So it's a hard slog, isn't it? So when you finally get there and you're in championship mode and Matt goes, well, I'm clean and I don't believe this other bloke is, so what am I doing here after all this work I've done?
Yeah, it's not good. Like you just spent like 10 years of...
What was your stroke, Jared? What was your stroke?
Freestyle.
Freestyle. I was a dog paddler. I was dog paddler.
And you can't swim, that's why.
And in a medley, man from Atlantis. I would throw in the man from Atlantis, right, which is a good bum wiggle. It's just with your hands by your side as you thrash your way down the pool.
Thanks, Jerry. We're going to go to a few more calls.
And then the white dolphin. I do the white dolphin.
Don't know.
It involves a bear bot, and you just break the surface of the water. As
you're doing it like it's dainty with your hands now. I'm thinking it's a big bomb. You do.
Hey,
let's
good.
Go. We've got a few callers through. Wayne, what do you think?
Well, really, I think we need to take an example of our Australian cricketers.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if the Chinese man has suffered a year ban from the sport. I'm not sure about that. But there's no doubt our cricketers are still getting pasted now a year later.
Dead right.
And it takes a long time to get the respect of the people back and the trust back. So,
it's a good point.
No, don't stand on it. Do not stand on the podium with him because he's a cheat. And
yeah, interesting. Okay.
And that's I feel the same way. I watch our Australian cricketers go around and you hear them get booed and it breaks my heart. Yeah. But I can fully understand.
Yeah, I fully understand it.
You got busted and you...
And they've now paid their dues.
Well, you paid your dues, but it's still everyone's right to go, I'm not sure, I trust you.
It's got
what
to
you
stop
to?
Sometime, though. You can't keep it going.
Never!
You've got to get the respect back, and respect is earned.
Well, those boys in the cricket-wise, they did a pretty good effort, don't you think? I do.
Yeah, they're getting there. Yep. I agree.
Good on you.
Mate, they're only one like short innings away from heading off to Bunnings and getting some.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right.
What about Danny? Hey, Danny, how you feel about all this and Mac, his stand?
I'm seriously fired up about this. Mac Horton did the right thing. You got to stand up for yourself. I'm all for good sportsmanship.
Yep.
But he did the right thing. He stood up for himself. Yep. These people have got to be exposed. If they don't want to race clean, they're the ones who shouldn't be in the game. They shouldn't be standing on the podium.
The funny thing is I'm agreeing with everyone.
Yes, me too.
And these calls are coming down 50-50. We're just taking them as we go. That's a very good point you make, Danny. On the other hand, Shane, what do you reckon?
G'day, Mick. I reckon he did the wrong thing there. I mean, you know, you should be proud to represent Australia. And he got third. Well, that's a great effort in itself. But
he actually got silver. Oh, did he get third, did he? Oh.
Third, I think he got third. Well, anyway, stand up on the podium and be proud.
Yep.
And if he gets done for drugs in his swimming race, well, so be it. He'll get awarded his gold medal or silver medal. He'll get promoted a medal anyway. But he's just made himself look stupid. I mean, we never hear from Mac Horton any other time except when these world championships are on, do we?
But, I mean, that's why it means so much because you train all your life. You're up every morning at 6. You swim 10 kilometres a day. You look at a black line on the bottom of a pool. You put all your eggs in
this
basket.
He does all the things, everything right.
It comes off every 4 years. And if you think that thing has been taken for you by cheating, I would understand why you would feel a little pissed off about it.
Interesting. We're getting more and more.
And I think it's also why all you have to look at some of the behaviour of our past swimmers.
Yeah,
and
right.
They're not a well-adjusted bunch. They commit a lot of their life to this particular...
What a chlorine.
Area. We're going to keep taking your calls.
Yeah.
133353. Get involved.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tom Gleisner is going to join us in the next couple of minutes from Have You Been Paying Attention?
Don't cheat.
Tom Gleisner?
What are you saying?
Test him when he gets in.
He wouldn't be a drug taker at all.
What's your drug cheat in?
I'm going to make him pee in my chamber.
What's his course? What's his thing?
I don't know.
He's a good runner.
He's just got those beady little eyes. Look, there he is now.
Is he here?
I can hear you talking about him.
He looks a bit pasty after his Ireland trip. Hey, we're talking about Mac Horton not standing on the podium at the finish of the race because of Sun's history as a drug cheat. Here's the moment he was on the dice. Can we just play that, please, again? So everyone just tuning in knows what we're talking about.
He wouldn't shake hands with Sun, and he refused to be...
Interesting, during that national anthem, Horton did not stand up on the medal podium, and he's still not standing up.
So there it is. Mm. That's how it went down. Our audience has split 50-50. Should he have stood on the podium? Should he not? We've got to keep taking calls because everyone's gone cocoa bananas out there, and it's our national reputation at stake, I suppose.
That's true.
As well as Mac Horton's career. And they seem to be dueling at the moment. Daniel's on the line. Daniel, what say you?
Hi, look, I couldn't be more proud of Matt and what he's done and what he's stood up for. I think a lot of people need to understand the history here of what Sun's done. He's previously been caught cheating. He was given a very lenient 3-month ban. He's physically abused an athlete at the Rio Olympics, female athlete.
Yep.
He's then had it gone and been tested, and his parents have sent the bodyguards to break the blood vial. To this event when WADA's come in and said, right, this needs to be tested in court because FINA let him through to compete.
I think they teach all out the Chinese Swimming Academy. take a course in busting vials. You but make then, a very good point. That's
Daniel,
a check in history.
And so why was he allowed to swim? If
that's right. That's the big question.
If it's still awaiting the appeal.
Yeah, so it's still going through appeals. Well, you know, these events only happen every 4 years. So I think FINA allowed him to race. Why? I don't know. And it really shouldn't have happened.
Because their finding was in his favour, but it's only WADA who are now opposing
it. Matt, the excuse from Sun's camp was that the drug tester did not show adequate identification. But even if that happens in the drug process, you actually get to write it on the form that you have a complaint.
Right.
You don't get to go break the vial.
No, yeah. I wouldn't have thought so. Mm.
Daniel, you
make a good point. I mean, what I'd like to someone to answer for me is what happens if he's subsequently now found guilty?
Mm.
Do they strip him of that medal, and does that medal become Mac Horton's?
You'd imagine it would.
Let us know. Mark, what do you say?
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Mark.
Oh, that's good. Oh, look, I just leave it in the pool, really. Let the officials do the political side of it. Yeah, I reckon he should have stand on the podium and be a proud Australian.
See, this is a very interesting I think this is a particularly Australian attitude, which is your attitude in defeat is quite important.
Yes, you've got to be noble.
And I think you've always got to be gracious and noble, and I think most of the best elements of Australia on the sporting stage in the world exhibit that, and I think Australians do get antsy if they seem to be, if they think they're representing us and are a sore loser.
Yeah.
Now, obviously there's more at stake here, and Mac has personal...
And it'd be all over it. So we're finding out all the details now ourselves. He's lived it and known about it for a long time.
Let's go to Jane, can we? And say, Jane, what do you reckon about all this hoo-ha?
I think he needs to become Australian of the Year. He has got a bigger set of balls than our government against the dodgy Chinese.
Okay. Wow. Alleged.
A fairly wide-ranging, possibly undiplomatic approach there from Jane, but we'll allow it.
Let's go to Alex.
Yep.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
You're from a sporting background family, and your old man, of course, was an Olympic athlete.
Yes, he was.
Rick Mitchell?
That's correct, yep.
Now, what are you saying about this?
What would he think?
Pretty hard. It'd be pretty hard to speak on his behalf, but I know that he's always of the view that my old man finished second in 400 metre sprinting in 1980 at the Moscow Olympics.
Oh, okay.
He ran second to a Russian athlete at a Russian Games in 1980, who had taken around about, well, just under 2 seconds off his personal best time in about 9 months leading up to the Olympic final.
Right, okay.
Enough said.
No wonder you've called up, Alex.
Absolutely. So it hits very, it hits home for my old man and certainly for me as well.
Mm. That's right.
So I think he'd be super proud of Mac Horton, and I think given the opportunity again, he may not have stood on the dais.
The Moscow Olympics I'll always remember for one of the greatest cheats of all time, which was in the javelin throw. And it was the Moscow Olympics, the very same Olympics you're talking about, Alex. Mm. And they're throwing the javelin and everyone's throwing away. When it came to the Russians' turn to throw javelin, they opened the big doors at either end of the stadium. The Russian threw the javelin and he won it by about 20 metres. He was with a bit of a tailwind.
Preemptive.
With a bit of a tailwind right up his clacker. So,
Alex, that's amazing.
I don't believe a single result from the Moscow Olympics, right, to be honest.
Hey, you want some
money? Take it on board.
ACDC CD coming your
Everyone
gets Highway
to Hell. Everyone gets one.
And we'll put you in the draw also for the Gibson SG special guitar.
You get one.
With $1,800.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a corker, make no mistake. I call bullshit, Jane. Give us something. What's in it?
The Queen always travels with blood.
Good Lord.
Wow.
For Prince Philip?
I could be.
She keeps it in her handbag.
Or she wants to smash it with a hammer, vials of blood.
Okay, we'll get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start the hour with this bloke.
Mondays are Have You Been Paying Attention nights at 8:30 on 10. And last time the show's quizmaster, Tommy G, joined us, we played the Google preemptive search game.
Where is the closest...
Mick, sit this one out, buddy.
I know it's been on this computer. Mick Malloy has. Where is the closest KFC?
Bang! I had, in order, McDonald's, yes, KFC, Hungry Jack's, Chemist Warehouse.
So it reacts to your previous history. Oh, dear.
What's the average size of? Don't do that.
Please welcome back to the show, Tom Gleisner.
Tommy.
Hello. Tommy, we're going to have to ask you to take a urine test. We're doing that with all our guests today to see if the drug cheats.
Well, look, can I just put a button on that? I've met Mac Horton. He's been on Have You Been Paying Attention several times as guest quizmaster. I think what happened was his glasses fogged up and he just missed the podium. He thought he was on the podium.
Like a Specsavers act.
It can happen in a pool.
That's a good Specsavers act.
It is a Specsavers
act. Oh, Mac.
Put a button on that.
Hey, the last time we ran into you was at the Logies, and you were off chops.
Oh, I think. Really?
Who threw a coward's punch at Matt Preston? Was that?
No, we had Gary. Gary's on our table.
Gary's on our table.
And we had Stephen Curry.
We did.
We had Dilruk.
What a bizarre table.
Mick Malloy. Now, Tom, I was next to you, and Glenn Robbins was also on our table. Glenn nearly set the fire on table.
With his programming. You were so anxious because Mick was drinking a lot.
I counted 16 beers before he got up, but it could have been more. You saw, though, the anxiety in me, didn't you?
I was heading towards an Ed Devereux style incident.
And why didn't you? Because, you know, we're always up for that at the Logies.
I was waiting for an Axel Whitehead sort of incident.
No way.
That's a good name.
Well, congratulations. How many did you win on the night?
Well, the show got two.
Excellent.
Did you have a good night, Tom? Because I didn't see you at the end
Jane,
of the night.
Who did you buddy up with?
Certainly didn't hang around with Mick and I and Limo.
I did
my early
time.
He was up in the Primo Suites. He was.
At my own private after party. Which is great. No, you know the good thing about the Logies is on the Gold Coast, when they moved to the Gold Coast, everyone went, oh, we've got to travel. It's like a school camp. Oh. Everyone's made the effort to get there.
Sure is.
And
that's true, and it was beautiful up there. Great place to have it.
It was a load of fun, a good time had by all. You've been in Ireland. What have you been doing?
Yeah, went over there for just a ridiculously short trip. My daughter was singing in a choir, so we got over to Galway.
Now this is where parents' concerts get, children's concerts get out of control.
Galway girl, just to give Chris in the mood. Is this a song they sang as a choir?
We saw the house where this was, the video clip was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And apparently, Ed, they actually had to make him even more pale for the video just to really get...
Well, you would have fit in nicely. You would have been like a Galway supermodel.
Gleisner Irish?
No, it's
but Austrian. You're better half Mary Muirhead.
Scottish.
Oh, Scottish.
Muirhead is the most famous golf course in the world.
There you go.
Really? I know it's Muirfield.
But everyone's got...
Same diff.
Everyone has got a bit of Irish heritage in them, if you dig back.
I am. I am... related to Black Irish prince. I'm a direct descendant of a Black Irish prince.
There's a big lot of ads over there, billboards for Mick the Mattress King in Dublin.
That's my nickname here too.
That's your Tinder handle.
Please. The Mattress King. I'll come around and test out your mattress.
Don't give him things on a platter like that, Tom. You know better.
No, I do.
And tell me, Ireland is it's thumbs up as a place to go.
It is not for tropical weather. It's a bit. If anyone watched the British Open, all you saw was a sea of umbrellas.
A bit of a mist rolling in.
They used to film like loads of Game of Thrones there, which means generally, trying to make it look
I saw that castle too on the golf.
Like a dank 14th century.
You got it. The number one tourist attraction?
Yeah.
The Guinness Factory.
Been there, done that. They couldn't get me out of it. I held it in a siege situation for 3 days.
Have you ever kissed the Blarney Stone?
No.
I have.
Where is it? You've got to
go upside down to kiss it. Did you know that? I passed
the Blarney Stone.
You are atrocious.
Disgrace.
I made an inappropriate suggestion.
That's terrible.
And what did you eat?
A lot of oysters is your go-to in Ireland.
Lots of pies, Guinness pies.
Yeah, Guinness and everything. You can have them any way you like.
And Tom, lots of potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Until we learned about the famine. God, that was a fascinating trip.
Oh, the famine. Gee, tell me more.
The most depressing bus trip we've ever done to Connemara. And if you look to your left here, this is where the entire village died. Oh, really?
They're in the potato family.
They've got to get over that potato. And maybe get some of the snakes back. Yes. Get some of the snakes back into Ireland. We'll see about it. Can you hang around, Tommy? We want to talk about have you been paying attention? And space travel. I believe the dish was your idea.
It all came from
you,
Tom.
That's what Robbie said.
We'll come to that.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Have you been paying attention? Back on Channel 10 tonight. Quizmaster host in studio right now, Tom Gleisner on Kennedy Malloy.
Who's on it?
Big lineup. We've got Ed, Sam, Abby Coleman, Marty Sheargold, and
Have
Ash
you done
London.
Something to offend Tom? What Why do you want it?
Is there any danger?
You were open invitation, Mickey.
He's not going to ring up. He hasn't got a phone.
I still don't have a phone.
Got a phone. Don't rely on him.
I don't know. It's just you're hard to read sometimes.
He hasn't done anything defensive. You're on the board. You are on the board.
Okay. And any special quiz masters?
We've got Belinda. Sharp, who was the first chick to be a referee.
Top shelf. She did a great job too, I have to say. Yes. Now, we're 50 years of anniversary of the man landing on the moon. Rob Sitch came in here. We were talking about him, of course, because he received correspondence from Neil Armstrong and talked to Buzz Aldrin, but gave you the credit for coming up with the idea for this dish. I find it hard to believe.
What's the story? No, look, I think the one sentence, I think we were hunting around for ideas for a film, and I think I stumbled across the fact that Australia had this bizarre involvement in the moon landing. But it was an amazing time. We were all at school. When it happened. I remember actually getting to watch it and going into what was known as the audio-visual room, which is basically just a black and white TV on a milk crate. That was the AV room and watching. But it was, imagine if something had gone wrong.
That is extraordinary thought. And they had prepared eulogies, space eulogies for astronauts if they were not going to make it back as well. So they were prepared for that. But you're right. That could be traumatic for people across
little kiddies, but
I'd like to hear those. That'd be great. It'd be like listening to your own obituary.
Yes, I'm going.
Here lies Mickey. He was a little hottie. He went off like a firecracker in the sack. He will be missed.
All the networks, because we had to chase footage of. Everyone's got the one small step bit, but we wanted the other bits, the before and the after.
And the post and
did you or did you not unearth footage that had not been seen before?
We found amazing footage when they took off. From the moon, they left a camera on a tripod behind, and it was still recording.
So they'd gone, and
we spoke to someone in a newsroom who said we just for like days later, everyone just kept wandering into the control room and watching footage, hoping to see
the first Big Brother.
Exactly.
Kim Kardashian appeared, unfortunately. Took a selfie.
That's right. Tom, there's one thing I remember too, that our production designers, Ben Morrison, Carrie Kenny, they tracked down the actual, they rang NASA and they said, have you got any of the original computers were basically buildings in those places. And we got all this equipment with the NASA stamp and the badge on all the equipment that they used in that room.
Wow. Sitting in a storeroom.
And we had it shipped to Australia.
What are they doing at NASA now? I mean, everything's private. So it's all because government's refusing to put money into it. It's private. Now, the future of space travel is private. Mm. What's the big deal? What are they doing at NASA? Looking at cyclones or something? What are they doing?
They're looking for new... They're talking about going back to the moon, but it's kind of like, what's the point?
Well, they're talking about sending the first women to the moon. And I think that's got...
Fair call.
The Kardashians, I think, are up. But,
geez, that's a long car,
but
right?
Going,
hey, do you think we could train for that?
Yeah, get directions before you go.
Bang. Do you remember as all the networks covered it? It was one of the amazing time 50 years ago.
When you say preparing to go back to the moon, you're presuming that the moon landing
was the conspiracy theorists were out.
We saw it, Nikki. You were watching
TV.
We were watching all the networks had it, Nine, there was famously one radio station in New South Wales weren't fully committed to it. Dave, have we got it?
It's one small step for man, one...
Here we go for the first out of Dapto. Racing twice as shy, slow to go. Spearing the lead was a lady.
When they're jumping.
Thanks to Luke Boner for that.
And what about Space Force? Do you think Trump's Space Force? Have we got
I'll find something.
If you find something, that'll be... Look, don't worry about it. We're just about done. Hey, thank you for coming in. And did you watch it on the weekend, I have to say? Did you watch The Dish?
Yes, it was on 10. 10 cranked it out.
I've seen it before, so I didn't watch it.
I knew how it ended.
George Columbaris, should he be sacked?
It's a problematic one for the network, but he's a fine.
I'm supporting. They cannot get rid of the three amigos.
No, it would be weird.
Because who are they going to put in the middle?
What about the chef from Healthy, Wealthy and Wise? Sausage fingers.
Ian Hewitson.
What about Miguel?
Miguel.
Because you wouldn't understand a word.
Then you're breaking up Miguel and Dr. Chris.
Why don't you make a big play for Manu? Like, you would kill one, support the other. It's a double-edged sword.
Aristos, the surprise.
You guys should be...
Aristos?
Yeah. Or let's just say...
Aristos, the surprise.
Jay Kennedy could...
Who's been lobbying hard for the position.
You would be a fantastic choice. What have I done all day except say, keep George Columbaris?
Yeah, but that's a divisionary tactic.
I wouldn't want to be on George's bad books, Jay.
Don't go to the soccer with him.
Don't go to the soccer.
Thank you, Tom. Tonight, have you been paying attention? 8:30, Channel 10.
Have a look, idiots.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Lots of affairs and scandals, which royals are in a rift. I've gone through the trash mags. It's time to call bullshit.
Fire away, Kennedy.
I'm not sure if this is BS or not, but here's a headline for you in New Weekly.
Okay.
Poor Kate's nipple hair nightmare.
I call bullshit.
Jesus. Can you give me some warning? You don't just open up the batting with that.
Well,
I beg your pardon?
Caitlin
and
Jenner.
Who's the source?
What the heck?
Who's the source on this?
This is a source of 69-year-old.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Prince George.
A source.
Can't let the cat out of the bag.
A source close to Caitlin Jenner.
Okay.
Has said... the hormone situations are a bit shady.
Yep.
And it's getting trickier to manage, and she's a bit upset that she's just got out of control nipple hair. Sorry. Anyway, that's how we start.
Well, how do you deal with that? What would you do? Is this a job for Nair?
That's
a good thought. Maybe laser.
What else is it?
Short
back of sides, a comb over.
People get their wahoo done. Yeah, so that's really
going to hurt.
Well, I defy that nipples would be not as painful as woohoo.
Down.
Coochie coochie.
I call bullshit.
God, can you please move on? Thank you.
Honey badgers joining the Bachelorette.
Oh, come on.
What are you doing, Channel 10? Get a grip. Angie Kent is going to be the Bachelorette this season. Don't do that to her. Gogglebox.
Oh, yeah.
They kicked on. Lovely girl.
They've kicked on, haven't they?
Yeah. They have kicked on.
A couple of hoagies.
Gogglebox people have kicked on amazingly.
Yeah. And so, do you think she's a good Bachelorette?
Yes.
Okay. Now, why would the honey badger go on there?
Because he's desperate. Yes.
But the honey badger didn't want to go on when he was the Bachelor.
Then the honey badger has very irresponsible management.
Do you love the honey badger?
What do you reckon by the tone of my voice? I'm disappointed in the honey badger. The honey badger needs to actually watch television, and then he did let me down. I'll tell you what happened. He let me down.
What happened?
When I said, have you ever watched The Bachelor? And he goes, nope. I said,
you have no.
I said, you've got no idea what you're in for, mate. Because he didn't.
And he was like a deer in the headlights when you told him that, wasn't he? I remember it was here.
He was a deer. Because I said, you're not going to be able to walk down the street like a normal. And I know that you've had a rugby league career.
What about the new Bachelor? What about this guy?
I'm not talking about him yet. Talking about the honey badger and the bachelorette.
That's pretty strict, that Michael Bullshit.
That would be stupid and dumb.
All right.
You're talking about Matt Agnew.
He's the astrophysicist, isn't he?
He is, and we'll get to him. He's coming in here.
He's not an astrophysicist. He's probably bought a Cyclopedia Britannica once.
He is.
Looked at it.
All right, let's get on to the next one.
Chumpy chump chump.
Okay, Cass Thorburn.
Oh, Cass Thorburn. Refresh my memory.
Carl Stefanovic.
Ex-Mrs. Stefanovic.
The original.
She's a
The first.
The first. Yeah. She is a regular on Studio 10.
Oh.
Okay.
Over to you.
Good.
Well, you know this stupid aging app that I said,
you look great.
Do that to me, if you put that out there, I'll kill you.
And we didn't.
I'll sue this network.
And we didn't.
And you didn't and don't have any ideas.
But we got our listeners too. Oh, and boy, did they send us some beauties.
Okay. Awesome.
You look like a...
Yeah, I don't want to know what I look like. I don't need to know what I look like. Anyway, they did it to all the people on the panel of Studio 10, including Natasha Belling and Sarah Harris, and they all had a good old laugh.
Yeah, funny.
But they did it to Cass, and she didn't laugh.
Oh.
She said, I don't know about that. Not sure about that. Not really sure about that. Where's that? I don't know about that. And I stand with Cass.
Okay, can I just
stand with Cass Thorburn? Why are you doing this to women? Stop it,
it's
anybody.
Funny.
No,
it's not funny. It's not funny. You looked terrible.
I want to do
one
that lowers women's breasts a bit too, like with the aging process.
Oh my God.
Hey, now, can I say this to you? Why would you need to put an aging filter on Studio 10? I would have thought you're pretty much already at optimum. You should go the other way. This is what these women would look like.
I knew I was in trouble when I said Studio 10.
Ding dong. And
I knew I was in trouble. Denise, if Denise Scott was here, she'd be very cross with you. Yeah. Have I got time for one more story?
Oh, please.
Aren't you interested about the Queen and blood?
Yes. You piqued my interest earlier in the show.
Okay, the Queen has a number of travelling essentials when she travels. For example, she always travels with a black outfit in case a member of the royal family dies and she's away from home.
Interesting.
So she can go into mourning immediately.
A bit morbid. Yeah. Mind you, when you married to Prince Philip, possibly
she's been packing it for 30 years.
It's got mothballs. That thing needs to be aired.
She also travels with a monogrammed kettle.
Why would she do that?
To match her personalised luggage, as well as a supply of Earl Grey tea wherever she is. Now, here's another interesting one. She travels with her own blood.
Why?
Well, also she travels...
In case something happens to her.
Yes, and you can't get blood. Just say she went to Africa, to Uganda, like I had recently. Thank you. And in fact, I was driving through Uganda and they said that's the Queen's viewing platform. And she was only there about 10 years ago.
Right.
Watching over all the land
she
owns.
What does she get a
platform? Because it's Uganda and Commonwealth.
I thought this was, well, not to look at the gorillas.
No, she wouldn't have made the trip.
You've had to trek 4 hours through a jungle and she's
got a platform. She wouldn't have to do that. Anyway, she carries the blood with her. Do you know she also travels with 3 doctors?
Wow.
Well, again.
They can't be very good.
Isn't that interesting? Because they may be all specialised in different areas.
Seriously, she's not going anywhere.
No,
she's
not at all.
She's
rock solid.
I really have grown to love the Queen.
Too.
It's only taken 97 years. How old is she?
You loved Prince Edward originally, didn't you?
No, I never loved him.
You loved
him. It was just my foot in the door.
Could have been you.
Mm. Foot in the door.
Could be part of the royal family.
That got is more a very, coming after this.
Have you?
A
double banger.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
You're not going to be happy about this.
What?
You know Prince George.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, that.
You know how he's
chubby
just,
little pumpkin head who I don't like.
He's just
I don't trust.
Oh, he's 4 or 5. Is it tiny? He's an infant.
He's just turned 6.
Okay.
Yeah, or as I like to call it, 666. Sign O the Devil.
This doesn't sound cool.
He's
a little six-year-old boy,
he's a child
the future
of the
king.
Corn.
He's a future
he's
like, king.
Like, child of the corn.
It's like Hitler Youth. He's got that blood in him.
Listen, he's not.
He is a terrifying.
I'm afraid I've got some very, very disturbing news for you.
A Terminator should come from the future to terminate his young life before he causes damage down the track.
This is going to upset you a lot. Do you know where he celebrated his sixth birthday?
I don't know. I was shooting some peasants. I don't know. Shooting wildlife. What do you do?
The island of Mustique.
I call bullshit.
You are kidding me.
No, the private island has a long history as a preferred royal getaway.
Now tell us about it.
Starting with Princess Margaret.
Right.
Mustique's privacy and security, headed up by a former Scotland Yard chief, are world class.
We shouldn't even be talking about this.
Every visitor is registered.
I don't approve of this conversation.
With our security team before arriving on island by land, air, or sea. So, did you have to be registered when you arrived?
Well, that's an interesting question.
What do you mean?
It's one that I can't answer. But let's just say it got very interesting at the waterfront bar.
Okay.
Because Mick Jagger, he goes there quite a bit. I think he's got a place there.
I think he's still.
It's the second time George has celebrated his birthday on Mustique. How many birthdays have you had on Mustique?
Awesome.
Man, I don't like this at all. You know,
his maternal grandparents.
I could have him removed.
Yeah, I don't think you can. Not with everybody there. His maternal grandparents, Carol and Michael Middleton, they've joined the family too in Mustique.
They can't go. They're commoners.
Mm.
Last year, Kate and Will were able to sneak away for a date night at one of the island's establishments, Basil Bar.
I do.
What happens there?
Really? Their royal couple of friends with the bars found a Basil Charles and were spotted dancing at his 50th anniversary party.
What did you do there?
Please tell me Prince William wasn't dancing. Not like he was at the ski lodge.
He wasn't allowed to go.
This is outrageous.
I know.
Mate, if I was on the island when he turned up, there would be probably a fist fight.
Really?
Yeah, well, then let's just recall, we're talking about a little six-year-old boy, future king.
Yeah, well.
There's more royal news.
The Island of Mustique is not to be.
Well,
it's
a royal family getaway.
Don't talk about
I'm going to
Google
it right now.
I don't like it.
We are going to go there.
Yeah, what happens there?
I'm going there. You can drop me off.
No, I'm not dropping you off any. I've just got one other piece of royal
news.
Once
you've been to Mustique. You ever seen Fantasy Island?
Yes.
It's very interesting.
The play. Really?
Yeah, I was like Ricardo Montalban.
In a white suit.
I was thinking you are the
tattoo.
Other guy.
Tattoo.
Shut up, Jane. What else have you got? Never bring Mustique up again.
Woman's Day is saying, Kate's having twins.
I call bullshit.
Oh, my God.
They've got her.
Have you got an old Apple?
Look,
is that...
she is the skinniest woman you've ever seen in your life, and they've done the old arrow. Oh. Baby's on board. Whispers that Kate's custom-made Amelia Wickstead dress was disguising the first signs of a baby bump. And what's more, a source close to the couple has suggested it could be double the joy. Making it up as you go along. Not
like,
cool.
Like twin Georges.
Yeah. Well, she could have twin Georges. I think that's it. Because I was going to just say, James Packer's floating around Europe on a yacht.
Right.
Not his yacht. Friend of his yacht. Dollar Dump, the guy who runs that. Dollar Dump.
What's Dollar Dump?
It's Dollop a Dump. If you're feeling a bit, you know, haven't been in the toilet. Constipated.
I don't understand the last story.
Yeah. What?
James hits the seas for $500,000 a week. He's in an Australian bloke's yacht.
$500,000 a week? Is that what he's renting it for?
Yeah.
$500,000.
But he can afford that.
What's that, $500,000 a week?
Yeah. It's $471,300 to be precise.
Mate, why would you do that? Unless it was a Barbie boat. I do it for one of those. You know one of those Barbie boats? You
it's go better out than a Barbie boat, mate.
No, Barbie
this
boat.
This has got a climbing wall, an inflatable climbing
again,
wall.
Again, I can't see James using that. I can't
and
see,
a big
see
inflatable
that as the sales
slide.
Pitch. Again, don't see how any of this will feature in James Packer's holiday.
Well, it is an Australian guy, Ian Maloof. That's his boat.
A Dollar Dump. I'm guessing that's like a Portaloo company.
Could you sail
like
that to the island of Mustique, though?
Oh, yes, you
this
could.
Conversation
They'd have to go
over.
Through security.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Lucrif, which is an industry super fund only to benefit members. The PDS you can get at lucrf.com.au.
I'm thinking of retiring.
Are you really?
So I can just crack open the Lucrif.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
fund.
A lovely idea.
Because I know it's there, and I know it's waiting for me, and I know it's growing. Like a behemoth.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Like a nest egg the size of an ostrich egg. No, bigger. Mm. Like the size of, you know, the egg Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
Not Madonna, but Lady Gaga turned up too. in the egg?
Well, that's some egg. That's some retirement fund.
Well,
and even if you change, even if you go to our opposition station, what if you suddenly went to Nova or something like that? You could take your super with you.
Don't make suggestions like that.
Oh, I'll see.
What are you trying to do? Talk me out of here. You want me to go? If I change jobs, it's easy to take Lucas with you.
There you go. They make it so easy for you.
They make it easy.
And if you don't know anything, just call them. They'll talk to you because they know everything.
I might call them. Sometimes I call them not even just to talk
just
about
for a chat.
Stuff.
I think they're nice people.
What's happening down there?
They're very nice people.
Kathy, have a chat.
Do you know they've got $6.5 billion in funds?
Shut up.
That's what they look after. That's a lot. So people trust them.
Do you know what you get from that? You're the business.
Yeah.
You're the big guy. You are the chairman of the board in this department, and that's lucrative.
But it doesn't matter how big or small. They look after everybody.
Well, especially the rank and file, and the man or woman who just does an honest day's work expects an honest day's pay and then wants something at the end of the day when they retire. These guys have got you covered.
Yeah.
These guys
have got your back. Worth it. They have.
Think of the security you go through in your everyday life knowing lucrative in your corner.
That's great.
They're at the end.
Well done.
All right.
Love your work, Luke.
Thank you.
Did I mention they advertise on the bottoms of jockeys?
LUCRF.com.au. That's where you get the PDS. Thanks to Lucrf. We're going to boot this one home right after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Something's not right.
What?
You haven't done Game of Thrones. And not that I'm encouraging it, but I'm sort of used to the pain now and I've just braced myself.
Do you know what? I didn't watch one last night because I'm still getting over the Red Wedding. That was beyond the pale.
Okay.
I'm up for a bit of a laugh and I'm up for a bit of fun. I'm off the old penis chopping and a bit of incest.
But there's a bit more.
That is not on the table.
You should watch it.
No.
Because there is a bit more penis chopping.
Okay, spoiler alert.
Well, not chopping, but...
Not Theon.
No, Theon.
Don't spoil
Ramsay Snow eats a big fat sausage in front of Theon, knowing that his penis has been cut off. And then Ramsay sends Theon's penis to his dad.
Okay.
There's a lot of...
Just for a laugh.
Does he?
Yeah.
Hey, spoiler alert.
Oh, guess what? Jon Snow, you idiot. He was so happy with Ygritte.
What's happened? What's happened? Spoiler alert.
He takes her... The Night Watch ahead of her and sends her off into the ice. No, it's terrible.
Not listening. Stop it, Jane. I might go back to it.
Oh, Bran. Stupid Bran.
Oh, Bran's an idiot. That character's going nowhere.
Speaking of idiots.
They won't make it through the next season.
Sam and Gilly, speaking of idiots. Oh, you know Sam. I killed a White Walker. Oh, good for you.
Is he a simpleton? Sam a simpleton?
He is.
Over Sam.
Well, I think you should have watched. Oh, Daenerys, this is the episode where she frees all the slaves and they start chanting mother. So she is the mother of all dragons and people.
Okay, stop it.
I have had my fun.
Well, I may or may not watch it tonight. What are you watching on your 75-foot TV?
75-inch high sense.
Have you been paying attention?
Oh, that's what I've been watching. Oh, Jane.
Yes,
so good.
Of course.
Yeah. I watched The Dish on the weekend too in high def, 4K.
Oh, did
it was
you?
So good. That's such
on
a great
big
movie.
Telly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Wow, that's
Sam
huge.
Neill. He's in that movie that you're in.
Sam Neill. Do you know what?
What movie is that?
He's a good actor. He could make it.
Really?
He could make it.
He's a brilliant Jurassic Park.
If he listened
to those movies.
If he just listened, because when we do it,
we've
got a two-hander coming out.
You have not.
It's called Rides Like a Girl. Yeah, it is.
Ride like a girl.
And I've made it my own. Basically, Sam drifts in and out. And
who's on the show dodgy tomorrow? Trainer. Matt Preston's on the show tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Well,
you behave yourself. Don't you embarrass me in front of Matt.
Yeah, we'll see you then.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about tracking down that lost super. Industry firm Lucrative Super can help you do it. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.